carnival.
I'm so excited. I'm in the carnival.
I'm going to get on the swing.
Yeah, I'm going to puke.
I feel sick.
I'm dizzy.
I had too much cotton candy.
I'm dizzy because I'm so excited about this episode. It's impossible not to bob your head to that one. Bob it. Bob it. So I got to say my what I always say, which is it's good to be back. It's good to be back with you, Benny. Fun times.
Yay. What?
So the last show you did by yourself.
Yes.
I'm back.
And it was a quick show because I didn't have the, I was like so tired.
I hear you.
Life has it been crazy for you as
it's
well?
It's been crazy.
I haven't
crazy
talked to you in like more than a month.
This is our time to catch up, Ben and I, and we just happen to record it. And if you listen, that's pleasant for us.
So let's explain who we are.
I am, well, you go first. It's your show.
Well, that breaks
does
up.
Does that mean save the best for last? Shut up.
Yeah, please. This is Tracks Up the Tree, and
that's
I'm Funtime Ben.
And I'm just Josiah.
And what we do is record a little podcast every week. We try to. It's every 2 weeks.
I'm here every month. Once a month.
Sometimes every month.
I'm like a period. Crickets. I'm telling you, you gotta get the crickets down
there. Oh. Boy. So we play indie music, we banter, and we love everybody.
And we have fun times.
We do. And fun songs.
Fun time, Ben.
And so let's play another song. This next one is by our friends, Voxtrot. Who I actually interviewed. And through the course of this podcast, I'm going to play little snippets after some songs and between some banter.
Sweet!
Little bits of the interview. The interview came out, it was my first interview, so I asked them, like, how's it like being in a band? And they're like, it's like being in a band. It's like,
is it like the Chris Farley show?
It's kind of. It's like, you're really great.
Remember when you just played that show just now?
Oh, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
Well, let's see how awesome they are.
But there also seems to be like a unique enthusiasm. It's not like a manufacturing enthusiasm where there's like money pushing band. They're like, oh, it's this. It's these guys. We love these guys. Now watch them. Like, you guys are actually, you know, there's not a huge.
You know what it is? It's the bloggers.
It's the block. No,
it's
totally.
The
totally.
The blogging community is calling us forward.
Totally.
Because that is really what has built the most notoriety.
No.
Things in the other music mail and stuff. The bloggers are like, it's the best kind of grassroots promotion because it's not fake. Like, nobody's going to put on a blog if they don't really believe it. Why would you? You're not getting advertised unless you're Blogspot. You have no impetus. So it's good. It's great to see.
Well, I think that's actually the link I must have followed. It must have been from one of the bloggers. Because it was sort of like, check these guys out. Check out this single. And I mean, it left nothing of an impression on my on myself that I had to like play it instantly. And the minute I played it, everybody was sort of like, oh my god. And then Seth was like, you fucker, you stole him away. I was gonna be the first one to play him. that was really what happened. I'm like, dude,
no man,
we can share him, man.
There's like, enough to go around.
There's enough to go around, man.
It's endless.
I will never.
making money. It's a very clever trick.
So how have you been, my man? You've been working away.
I've been good. I've been working like crazy. I've also actually been working on some movies. You believe that?
Ooh.
Shit? Doing stuff that I kind of went to school for.
Wow.
It can be done, folks.
It can?
I don't know. It can sort of, I guess. But it's been fun. Worked on a documentary that's going to be coming out in A&E next
Sweet.
Year.
What is it a documentary on?
It's called Jesus Camp. It's about these kids who speak to Jesus and heal people with Jesus' powers.
Sometimes I speak to Jesus when I stub my toe.
I call out his name loudly.
What is it? Jesus!
Why me?
Dad!
Go!
Dad! Dad!
So it's kind of like that. A little less
wow.
violent. So
nice.
It'll be interesting. And they the same company has a movie coming out called Boys of Baraka. It's about these kids who go to Baraka.
Very cool, man.
But it's coming out in the film forum November 30th. Go see it, Boys of Baraka.
Sweet!
That's my plug for the day.
Very cool. Actually, I guess I should say that this show is going to be brought to you by the Red Cross. Please go out and help them out with yes. disaster relief down in Katrina.
Do it.
You know, let's build back those levees. I don't think we should get into a whole Katrina tirade. I think everybody out there knows our positions and what we'd probably say in this position.
The house.
We always end the song with us singing also.
Well, it's kind of like we're, you know.
Because we're dorks. We like to sing. So here I'm singing. Because I want to be awesome. Anyways, so this is like lightning show now. You're so, you know, we're revamping the show apparently.
Yeah.
I'm just here for the ride. Ben just tells me what to do. I'm his puppet.
Damn right.
Pull the strings.
You just say how high. I say jump, baby.
That's right.
So, yeah, there's been a little bit. We've been mentioned in Entertainment Weekly.
That's
which
exciting.
Was a nice mention. They mentioned us and the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
What did they say? That's fantastic. Up the Tree, was that it? Or was
yeah, it was fantastic. Up the Tree, playing like out. They
tooting their own horn.
They sort of they got very excited that I mentioned Ted Leo.
Nice.
Remember when I was talking about Ted Leo, and then I didn't know if he was English or
right
American. Apparently, everybody had that same question, and
that's hilarious.
And that's
hilarious.
It struck a chord with the Entertainment Weekly people.
Well,
and we have some stuff in the future. We're not going to talk about exactly what it is, but we're getting mentioned in some other magazine next month, and I'll be sure to put it on the website.
It's Beep Magazine.
Oh, good.
Sorry.
But the other good thing is that due to popular demand, and also from sort of a, I was sort of curious because next month is our 1 year anniversary.
Holy shnikes.
And it's a diamond, so get me a diamond, Effer. it's one year on October 8th. It's 1 year I've been doing this stuff.
Wow.
And shortly after you came aboard.
But I've been here about 2 months.
all together.
You've been all together.
All together.
Maybe one solid week I've been here.
Maybe. Probably one solid
day. And we are just raking in the dough now, biatches.
Yeah.
Woo, high five.
Woo. Oh.
We actually high five.
But what I did was I put all of the old shows online. All of them.
Just the shows.
Every single show, every Tracks Up the Tree is now available for download online. Just go to upthetree.com and you can peruse the Tracks Up the Tree section and get all your tracks.
Have you ever been more excited in your life?
It's amazing.
It's like Christmas every day of the year.
It is.
Get whatever you want right there.
Always. God bless us, everyone.
And you can see the production values go up over time.
Oh, definitely.
And the cursing going down. Because somebody won't let me curse anymore.
Well, that's because you curse a lot.
I can't help it. It's how I punctuate.
How about another track?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, how about Oh Mandy?
Woohoo!
Oh Mandy.
Oh Mandy. Mandy. We'll be right back.
whoa. You're such a whoa.
Oh, Mandy. You're such a whoa.
So maybe I'll just tell you guys what we're... At the end of the show, we're going to go through what each one of the songs were. But I think this is probably going to be a long show, so maybe we'll split it into two bits.
Let's do two bits.
And then you'll get two bits, and then we
can... Then we can have 2 weeks off, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, now.
No, this is the best time of my week, and that's sad.
Idea. Maybe you should, like, come over more often.
I should. You know, we should hang out, but we're too afraid to hang out with each other, because then we're going to talk about something and go, damn it! That would have been so good on the show.
Why don't you come over and then we can record a show? I don't mean just come over. I don't care about you, dude. I don't want to see you.
I thought you
man.
Were my friend in real life.
No.
I see we're just friends on the show.
Only on the show, man.
You're a jerk. Nice faux hawk.
Screw you,
Mister.
I do have a faux hawk. Well, actually,
you kind of.
Actually, someone said that it's not really a faux hawk because a faux hawk is a bit thinner on the top.
Right.
This is more of a faux flock. It's a faux flock of seagulls.
Oh.
It's a faux sort of,
it's
gets
like
wider
you're almost
on top.
Trying to do a mullet, too. You got like the
yeah, I got a tail in the back.
Give this guy some indie music, and he's a hipster. Check out my ironic mullet.
My it's ironic. Speaking
being
of
ironic,
this is a good segue.
Oh,
we
yeah?
have an ironic mashup.
It is ironic.
It's by the woman Kelly Clarkson. I don't really know who the hell she is. She sings this annoying, pretentious
American Idol
biatch.
You know what's funny?
Crap.
She's the only American Idol to actually have a career, though. That's interesting. The last one,
I think
who knows
she
who
has.
She is? Who was that person?
I thought it was men. The last one it was two. The big
the
fat guy
was some
and
girl.
Tall.
Yeah, Ruben and the in the closet guy. Aiken Clay.
Aiken Clay.
My
yeah,
clay
that's his real name. That's his.
He likes boys.
He likes a lot of boys.
But he says he likes girls.
Hey, you can like boys.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Love boys. But this is Kelly Clarkson, not Aiken Clay. This is
right.
Kelly Clarkson. And someone did a mashup with, and I don't know where I found this. I'm going to have to find. I have the link. I don't have where I got it from.
Right.
But it's Kelly Clarkson mixed with American Analog Set. So it's got some really great music and some really pretentious crap, but it's so well done. Hey, let's do it.
Mashup of the day.
Up the day.
Still feel upset. you've been gone. Are you doing a good job with the show? Yeah, yeah. Well, Kelly Clark.
So I have a new game. It's called Drink Every Time She Says Yeah.
You don't know me.
We get an alcohol poisoning at the end of it. You're like,
yeah, yeah.
I've got the 3 bottles of gin.
I got alcohol poisoning. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
So this is actually a groundbreaking moment in our podcast. This is the first time we've ever recorded a podcast and we're not drunk.
Sober.
We're totally sober.
I hope we're still funny. I'm all self-conscious of myself now.
I hope we're funny too, actually. So far, it's been hilarious.
All the other times, I'm just like, think about stuff, blah, blah, blah.
I know. It seems to open it up a bit. It's a little easier to talk when you're like, drunk out of your mind.
Yeah, now I'm like, I'm nervous. I don't know what I should talk about. It's, you know, I got to go to work in a little while. It sucks.
Yeah.
Everything sucks.
Yeah. And it's Saturday. Right now, we're recording this on Saturday. This is for the Monday show or
3
Sunday.
3 p.m.
3 p.m. on Saturday.
How exciting. I'm missing the Yankee game for this.
Whoa. You're a big sports fan.
I sound like a dumb jock, but I'm just like a skinny little guy who just wishes he could play sports, so I latch on to football and baseball.
That's most people. They wish they could do it and can't. Although you're a far better athlete than I am.
Well, you're lame.
I was always picked last. Even between friends. Even when we're playing around, it's like, and I'm like, I'm bigger
school,
than everybody
right?
else, and I still got picked last.
Like, I'll take the new girl who's missing a leg.
I did get picked after the girls. It was always me and like the gimp.
We did have a gimp. We'll not go into that.
Oh.
But we used to have a little baseball game that we'd throw together every like Saturday. It was like 12 on 12, which is insane. So the ball would never drop.
Ever.
There's too many people covering
the
ground.
Unless it got hit to a girl or me. Which is why I always got picked last.
Ben Top,
and
easy
the funniest
out.
Thing, the
bring
funniest
it in,
thing.
Guys. Bring it in.
The funniest thing is that I practice really hard to get better at baseball. Like, little league practice, people right. would, like, throw balls around. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get it every time.
Ben throws like a girl.
But still, I was picked last every time, man.
If
it still hurts.
If you're a right-handed person and you throw a baseball with your left hand, that's what Ben looks like when he throws the ball.
You suck. You suck.
Like, what
you
was
know
that?
What? I'm going to mute your mic
you're
from
so-
now on. Bastard.
Boop. I think I just messed up your computer by doing that.
Oh, it's all right, my man. So let's have another song.
Let's do this. So is this going to be... Where are we at here?
I think we're going to do this song, and then we're going to take a little break.
Take a little break for a week.
Probably not a week. I'm going to release this on Monday, and then we're going to give this one to you on Friday, so you have a nice weekend.
Sweet! I'm so excited!
And I just can't hide it.
It's the Broadway version.
All right, that's just... Okay, Clay Aiken.
Seriously, I
so
like
it's
girls.
Great. It's been great.
jazz hands. Look at my jazz hands.
I'm straight with jazz hands. We're gonna go take a break, and at the end of this thing, we're going to tell you who the bands were.
A little bit about the show.
Okay. Enjoy.
Peace out, homies.
You can live without me, but why would you want to, babe? And you can hide my car keys, but how would I get around all these things? In my way, all these things
That was The Way It Is, who I saw live, who played with Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. And this is the end, where we're going to play you all the little bits of the songs and tell you who they are and where you can find them.
Here we go!
Here we go, here we go, here we go,
here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, now. We always sort of rap.
The first one up is When I Wake by The Changes. So good. Raised by Wolves by Voxtrot. Okay, this isn't the same. The next one's... This one is The Beast.
The Beast.
And it's by the band Kings of France from New York City.
Yay.
This one is Oh Mandy by the band Spin Tonic.
Spin Tonic. Spin it.
Hey, Tonic.
I like this song.
Then we have a mashup, the Kelly Clarkson analog set.
Kelly, are you sure you're not drinking?
I'm very drunk right now. Yeah. And the last one up, as I said, is The Way It Is. That's the band. And the song is Fell in Love with the Car Bomber. Love that.
That's funny. Today's show, Tracks of the Trees, is brought to you by water.
Makes you clear. All right, take care, kids.
See you soon, buddies.
See you in a bit. Bye-bye.